This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Taliban fighters took control of another city in northern Afghanistan Wednesday, according to a local official. Faizabad, capital of Badakhshan, is the eighth provincial capital to fall to the insurgents in 6 days as U.S.-led foreign forces complete their withdrawal. The far northeastern province borders Tajikistan, Pakistan, and China. The loss of the city is the latest setback for the Afghan government. Taliban fighters have taken control of eight provincial capitals in 6 days, a pace that has surprised U.S. officials. Turkey is, for now, still intent on running and guarding Kabul airport after other foreign troops withdraw from Afghanistan, but is monitoring the situation after rapid advances by Taliban insurgents, two Turkish officials said. Turkey has offered to deploy troops at Kabul airport after NATO withdrawals and has led talks and has held talks with the United States for weeks. President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has asked it to meet financial, logistical, and diplomatic conditions. U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin spoke with his Russian counterpart Wednesday to discuss, quote, transparency and risk reduction, end quote, Pentagon spokesman John Kirby said in a statement following the telephone call. Russian-jailed opposition leader Alexei Navalny faces new criminal charges of establishing an organization that poses threats to the rights of Russian citizens, the investigative committee said in a statement Wednesday. The investigators said Navalny's anti-corruption foundation carried out the functions of a foreign agent and incited citizens to commit illegal acts. Russia labeled the foundation an extremist group and outlawed it in June. This is VOA News. Germany slammed alleged spying for Russia by a UK national working at the British Embassy in Berlin as unacceptable after prosecutors Wednesday announced his arrest. Germany's foreign ministry spokesperson told reporters Berlin, quote, will be following the federal prosecutor's investigation very closely, end quote. He said Germany was taking the case very seriously. Lawyers for the U.S. government criticized a British judge Wednesday for blocking the extradition of WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange. They questioned evidence about his mental health and accused an expert witness of misleading the court. A judge in January refused to grant a request by Washington for Assange to face trial in the United States on spying charges, ruling he was at serious risk of suicide. But a lawyer representing the U.S. government, which is appealing the decision, said the judge, quote, didn't appreciate the weight, end quote, of expert evidence that concluded Assange was not a suicide risk. President Jair Bolsonaro suffered a major defeat in Congress when Brazilian lawmakers did not adopt his proposal to require printed receipts from some electronic ballot boxes. Bolsonaro has insisted printed receipts are needed to avoid fraud without providing any evidence that Brazil's electronic voting system is prone to cheating. U.S. President Joe Biden will gather world leaders in December for a virtual summit for democracy that is being seen as a challenge to authoritarian China and an alternative to the traditional G20 meeting. Mr. Biden seeks to bring together heads of state with major figures in philanthropy, civil society, and the private sector from a diverse group of the world's democracies, the White House said in a statement Wednesday. The gathering is scheduled for December 9th through 10th. A year later, the president plans to host the delegates once more, hopefully in person, to showcase progress made against their commitments. The U.S. Senate early Wednesday approved a $3.5 trillion budget blueprint that would greatly expand social spending with major investments in health, education, and tackling climate change. The measure passed 50-49 along party lines after a marathon Votorama session of amendment votes. Thai police used rubber bullets against protesters for a second day in a row Wednesday as demonstrators rallied against the government and its handling of the coronavirus crisis. Demonstrators in Bangkok defied a ban on public gatherings as Thailand tries to curb its worst virus outbreak so far. More than 21,000 new cases were announced Wednesday. From Washington, via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.